And welcome back. We're here at day two of RealCom 2019. With me right now, my guests from the Oros Group, Craig Stevenson and Beth Eckenrode. Thank you for being here. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for telling us a little bit about the Oros Group. Let me tee you up a little bit.
Great.
We hear a lot here. We listen to a lot of talk about intelligent design, smart building. And a question that always comes up is, can you do that once the building is built? Tell us a little bit about Oros Group. Tell us what your place in that is.
Yes, thank you. It's a great question. And we're delighted to be here. You know, it's our first year here. So
really? Well, first of all, what are your impressions of the show?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful. We're learning a lot, meeting some tremendous people. It's a building or a conference on smart buildings with a lot of smart people.
Yeah.
And we're learning a lot. And I think what we're bringing to the conversation is a little bit additional insight into building science. And it's great to think about how to build a smart building once the building's built. Mm. The opportunity to set the platforms and to determine how you get a smart building to be high performing happens very early in the process of either building renovation or building design of a new building.
Right.
And when you think about some of the goals we have as a global set of citizens, you know, we're trying to drive to really low energy, zero energy and high indoor air quality and social equity. And buildings are such an important part of that process. So we bring science and technology to the conversation of buildings and smart buildings in order to make sure that smart buildings are high performance. And that's the interesting conversation here with people is, you know, does smart mean high performance? And it's not necessarily the case. You have to really think about how to translate smart into high performance.
Let's parse that down a little bit. How are you making a distinction between smart and high performance?
So we define high-performance building as a building that uses less energy, less water. Its indoor air environments are much higher levels than standard buildings. Indoor environmental conditions of light and sound are much higher quality. And what we do is we use simulation to help owners make investments into their existing buildings so that they can get to those performance levels. So smart building infrastructure is part of the equation, but we have to have a plan that goes along with the smart building infrastructure, and we do that through simulation.
I see. Now let me ask you, have you guys checked out some buildings which by all intents and purposes are smart buildings, but you go, wow, for a smart building, you sure are not getting a lot of performance out of this building?
Sure. There's smart buildings that aren't high performing, and then there are high performing that aren't necessarily smart.
Which would you prefer?
Smart buildings and high performing.
Okay.
So, I mean, really, because that's where the opportunity is. Yeah. It's where the money is, for sure. And owners of buildings will appreciate that, you know, if you can get a building to its theoretical optimum performance in terms of energy and indoor air quality, and you can layer over technology to now make it the building all your occupants want to be in, now all of a sudden you've kind of hit triple jeopardy.
Sure.
So that's what we're got. That's
and
what we're
going for. You almost need smart building infrastructure to continue to operate the building in high performance because buildings tend to drift.
Yeah.
We don't have feedback loops on the targets and the key performance indicators that the owners are setting. Then there's no way to know if the buildings are performing at the levels that they invested in. And that's really what we try to do is we try to layer in high-performance building strategies to build the to meet the goals and objectives set by our owners using smart building infrastructure and technology to continue to operate the buildings as invested in.
Terrific. Let me ask you, is there a particular building in the last year or couple of years that you point to and you go, we really helped sort of lead this building toward both high performance but also optimization of the intelligent design?
Yeah, you know, we're super impressed with the work Edge Technologies has done on the Edge building. Mm. That is very impressive, and they're really, I think, leading the pack in smart and how to begin to think about high performance and smart.
Right.
But then again, you know, we also have a project we worked on in Pittsburgh that's an old, almost 100-year-old church.
Oh, wow.
And it's called East Liberty Presbyterian Church. And it was never smart.
Sure.
And it's very smart now. In fact, it just received an award as the first cathedral built to really high indoor air quality standards in the world.
Really?
The Reset Air Standard. And we're really proud and impressed that even an old building that is all stone can be high performing. It can be very low energy and very high indoor air quality and set a standard that is super unique.
Now, there are people out there who would like to move in the direction you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They might want to work with Oros. But even whether they ever get to interface with you or not, what's one tip that you could give people who are really looking down these
It's a great question, and we say it all the time. The earlier you start to plan all of these things, the better. Because if you don't get at it early, in pre-planning even, and really lay out your goals and your metrics, how are you going to define high performance and measure it, really measure it when the building's operating?
Yeah.
There's a disconnect in our industry where you can design for high performance, but you may not be operating a high-performing building.
Right.
And that's where setting your standards early and then informing that through RFP processes and specifications and all that stuff that's not very exciting.
Yeah.
It doesn't make people really enthusiastic, but it's really important.
Depends on the people.
Yeah, to getting the result that you want in the end. That's what we recommend is the most important step.
So coincidentally, we'll be speaking on a panel later this afternoon about that very process of how do we set up an RFP? How do we team build around that? How do we set our goals and objectives early so that we have an alignment around our project team to basically deliver a building that performs and it's smart?
Yeah,
that's how an owner wins.
Let me ask you one last question. Someone is out there, they're thinking, ugh, this all sounds so good, but they've got the typical objection, but I can't because. What would you say to that person?
I would say they're going to have a difficulty trying to meet their low energy goals. If you look at the regulations and the macro trends in our industry, building performance in terms of energy consumption is driving. New York City set a law that it's 40% reduction by 2030, and a lot of municipalities are picking up on that. And if we focus on light fixtures and other low-hanging fruit and building optimization, those are all really good, but it's not going to drive to the performance levels we need to and that are being required from us. So if you're going to want to really change your building consumption profile and your indoor environmental conditions, you need a plan, and you need to develop that plan as early as possible.
And I'll just say one thing, that the biggest objection we hear is, I can't afford it.
Right.
And what we say from a building science standpoint is, if you do it right and you plan early, it doesn't cost any more money to build a high-performing building than it does to build a very traditional code-based, not high-performing building.
Is that really true?
That is absolutely true.
Wow.
You have to get at it early, and you have to plan early. And you have to know what you want and then understand how you want to measure it. But we've proven enough times now that it does not cost any more money to do this work.
We've been on passive house projects, which is the highest level of building performance you can achieve, and we built that at no cost and premium for construction.
Really?
Right.
Pretty incredible. I'm going to see if we can watch your panel later today. In the meantime, if people want to interact with you guys, where are you in the show? Where are you geographically? Where are you online?
That's great. We are in booth 2205.
Okay.
Our panel this afternoon is at 3:15, and we're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Our website is Auros Group, AUROSGroup.com.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
what
you.
A wonderful conversation.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being part of RealCom 2019.
Thank you.
Thank you.